Today's Issues continues on AFR with your host, Tim Wildman, President of the American Family Association.
Hey, welcome back, everybody, to Today's Issues. That's the name of this show on the American Family Radio Network. Tim, Ed, Wesley, and now Steve Paisley Jordahl joins us. Good morning, Steve.
Good morning, everybody.
How are you doing?
I'm well.
Well,
been a busy morning, but
busy in the news department.
A lot of news going on. Yeah.
Well, that's why you're here.
That's it. Huh? That is.
That's what you live for.
I got four stories I'd like to get to if we get to them.
Go.
Okay.
I'm serious. Let's go. Because we're not going to sit here and argue about what puns are.
No, we're not going to. We did that during the break.
We did that during the break, and plus it divides Christian brethren.
Yes. It's divisive.
Life's too short.
Yes.
That's why. Go ahead.
Not that important.
Yeah.
This from LifeSite News. Massachusetts Department of Children and Families is under fire for taking custody of five children from a homeschooling family, after a pediatrician reported that they refused to vaccinate their 9-month-old healthy baby due to religious reasons.
Is this today, this story breaking?
We've been going on today, but it's been going on. The 5th, I think, is when they were first got into trouble.
When?
The 5th of April.
So basically what happened is the pediatrician sent a note to Family Child Services. They came knocking on the door in Massachusetts, and they wouldn't let them in. And so they came back the next day with more. And this family thought, well, we can't do this. We're going to Texas because a lot of freedom in Texas. So they went to
Is this their biological child?
Yes.
Not that it matters. I'm just trying to get all the information possible.
They were in Fitchburg, Massachusetts, and they went to Whitney, Texas on March 8th. They asked for extradition. They went and arrested them in Texas, and the Texas Department of Child and Family Services, according to LifeSite News, took the children away. Placed them with family members back in Massachusetts, but...
And arrested the parents.
Arrested the parents.
Okay, now, I do... They can't be the only ones that are not... This, or saying, no, we're not vaccinating our kids.
No, it's the only one who's pediatrician.
Yeah, I do need to add a little bit on this. When this went to, is it DHS? What do they call it in Massachusetts? Department of
Children and Families.
Okay. So they told the parents, we are going, if the baby is not vaccinated, we're taking all five of your kids away.
Right.
And after they heard that, that's when they went to Texas, and the Department of Children and Families called the police and said the parents have kidnapped the kids.
Right.
Because the kids are now, since we said we're going to take them away, are now wards of the state. These parents have kidnapped their own children.
It takes a village, Ed.
Yeah. This is the kind of insanity that's going on in blue states.
Yep.
But you better make sure it doesn't go on in your own
state.
There's
a red state that's complicit in this.
Because Texas honored the extradition request from Massachusetts. So the kids are now in whatever they call it there in Massachusetts, foster care or whatever.
No, they're with family members.
They're with family members. The parents are arrested for kidnapping their own children. And some of the stories I saw on this, the headline says, couple arrested after kidnapping five children. It doesn't even mention in the headline that it's their own.
I got a question. So I'm just asking.
Yeah, sure.
Did they move, or did they go there for the weekend to escape, but that something they knew was coming into their house?
They fled.
That they fled with the kids because Massachusetts told them, we're taking your children away.
Okay, but they fled, meaning they were planning on coming back, or they were moving, meaning they were
starting their
roots.
Yes.
As long as it took to clear it up, they didn't tell their house about it.
So the pediatrician...
I'm just having go ahead.
The pediatrician called the law?
Called the Department of Children and Families.
Filed a 51A child neglect
report. They're supposed to report neglect.
So let me get this right. The pediatrician can call the government to report on a... client, a patient, but a sheriff's office can't call ICE to report on a illegal immigrant potentially doing harm or has been arrested.
Yes.
So you get Sanctuary City, not for parent rental rights, but for illegal aliens. That's a blue state for you.
Blue state for you.
Yeah. What's the
outrage.
Stat? Listen, would imagine, I don't know the whole story, but I would imagine that states typically do extradite, help each other out without a lot of.
But there has to be hopefully a consequence of this for the government. There has to be some form of the Massachusetts DHS, is that what it is?
Their attorney's name is Kevin Larson.
Yeah, so whoever he works for needs to be countersued. They are just sued by the family for taking their kids.
The family
where their kids were taken from, that family needs to sue them.
Sue Massachusetts.
I would.
I could see this happening in states that are deep blue, like Massachusetts.
You know how crazy that sounds, though? I mean, I'm talking about, like, you want to get me off the couch quick.
Right. Yeah. I know. California, I could see this happening.
And I'm gonna go pretty close, and you save me if you need to.
Okay.
Right? I'm going to go real close.
Okay.
This is one of those that you have to rebel against the government, and I would put hands on whoever came to the door, even if it was a government official. This is not one where I would concede. I wouldn't submit to the government on this one. If they came to my house over this, even if it's an officer, sheriff,
we get the idea.
Okay,
yeah. I agree.
We understand what you're saying.
Did I cross the line?
No, you didn't.
Okay.
If they came to my house, I'm calling you.
Mm-hmm.
I'm way too old.
Let me ask you this: where does this stand right now? Who's representing the parents?
An attorney named Kevin Larson, who I will call later on today.
Okay. Mm.
And the parents, I believe, are still in jail. And the kids are.
Will you keep us posted on this story?
Yeah, I certainly will.
Okay, we will put this story on our Today's Issues Facebook page momentarily.
And LifeSite News is a reliable.
News source. Yeah. This is not pro-life loser, but this is
not wackadoodle.
Just to review, to synopsize, a family in Massachusetts with five children, true?
Yes.
And they did not.
Pediatrician wanted to give the newborn.
Synopsize it for us real quick.
A vaccine.
And a healthy newborn. The parents refused on religious grounds, which is. Allowed under Massachusetts law, I read. The pediatrician reported them to Family Services. Family Services came to visit to do an inspection, and they weren't let in. Then they decided to take the kids away. The family and the five kids fled to Texas, where Massachusetts asked Texas to help them deport them back, which Texas did. They took the five kids away, placing them with family members, and the two parents, I believe, are still in jail.
And they are under arrest and charged with five counts of kidnapping, which means they could spend the rest of their lives in prison. Okay, this is...
Yeah.
I'll tell you what might even happen is Massachusetts will say, we'll drop the kidnapping charges, but you drop all rights to get your kids back. They may offer that deal, but if they don't... These two parents are on the hook for five counts of kidnapping their own children.
The four oldest children have since been placed with...
Encarnacion, that's the mothers. Their mothers.
With the mother, and the youngest is with his sister. So.
Hope that pediatrician feels real good about herself.
It's a guy.
Identify as a she. But
Massachusetts.
It's a he in the story here. Next story, Steve.
All right, Democrats continue to endear themselves to the American people with their political stances.
Absolutely.
Absolutely. I want you to listen. There's a congressional delegation of Democrats.
That's what he just did right there. What? Sarcasm.
Oh, yes, that's right. Absolutely.
Go ahead.
Yes. A congressional delegation of three Democrat congressmen, Robert Garcia, Maxwell Frost, and Senator Chris Van Hollen, are going on a congressional fact-finding mission to El Salvador to visit MS-13 gang member Kilmar Albrego Garcia. They want to show solidarity with him if he's not returned.
With
I kid
a gang
you not.
Member?
Yes. Cut one.
Yeah. I don't even know if we announced this, but I am planning tomorrow to go to El Salvador to work to bring him home. The Trump administration themselves admitted in federal court that he was wrongfully abducted from the United States.
I don't think they said abducted.
So this, who was that? That was
Chris,
Maxwell Frost?
No, that was Senator Chris Van Hollen. Oh,
okay, I had to do that.
Yeah.
When I heard the name Maxwell, I had to go with Maxwell. Maxwell Frost.
I was thinking good to the last drop. But.
Okay.
Yeah.
Listen, the Democratic Party is, they're siding with gang members.
Yes. All right, listen.
And this guy's allegedly a human trafficker.
What could possibly go wrong in 2 years for the midterm?
All right, listen. I'm going to play the part of the liberal here.
Okay.
I'm going to explain some. I'm going to tell you, but I'm not, do not call me or email me or text me saying you believe such and such. Right. I'm having to say this so that we can at least have a conversation of what might.
Right.
Be wrong with this story, or might
okay.
What I think they need to be really, really careful of.
Okay,
and I'm sure they are. By they, I mean ICE and the people,
the Trump administration.
Trump administration. I would hate for a innocent person, my word, to be picked up and put on a plane to El Salvador.
Right.
And then, you know what I'm saying? Languish there with nobody advocating for them.
Yeah.
So I'm not saying that's what happened here. I'm just saying if that happened, that would be horrible. Can we all agree on that?
Oh, yes. No, absolutely. So, in the rush to get as many people out as possible,
yes.
You have some people who aren't members of the gang, have the same name
yes.
or something yes. like that.
And yes. So I don't mind if somebody needs to admit a mistake, you know, and I'm sure it might happen, and you might have to go get somebody back from the prison once you learn that you've made a mistake. You understand what I'm saying?
Right.
It doesn't mean you don't continue with your mission. You can't stop it because there's a mistake made, but at the same time, I can understand the feelings of a family that this happens to one of their loved ones or friends or something like
yeah.
that. So if that happens, that needs to be rectified and corrected and changed and a wrong made right. I think what we're arguing over here, but the arguments over here is the Trump administration is saying we can prove this guy is has gang connections or a gang
yeah,
member.
Right.
MS-13.
And he's a leader.
He had an order from the U.S., like ICE or somewhere in the U.S. government, to hold him here because he would be in danger if he went back to El Salvador. The Trump administration missed that. But
what do you mean missed it?
Well, they sent him regardless. I think they did not see the order to. It was late in coming, or I don't know why.
This is the whole thing when he was in midair. And the judge said, "You got to bring them back."
No, I think
the same guy.
That's a different.
Right. That was a bunch of guys
yeah.
that happened. They had plane loads of people
yeah.
headed to El Salvador when that judge said, "Turn the planes around," and they didn't. They went on ahead and took them down.
It's a valid point you're saying because just because someone is an illegal immigrant here in the country legally doesn't make them a gang member, and you can't put them in a prison with gang members. Is what you're saying. And the worry would be that once they're in an El Salvadoran prison, who's going to get them out if they're there?
Well,
if they're wrongly.
If that was the case, the White House has defended the deportation, alleging his ties to MS-13, a designated terrorist organization, and said his release is up to El Salvadorian President Nayib Bukele, who Donald Trump refers to as President B.
President B.
That's ongoing, but the Democrats, I think I see a Republican campaign commercial tomorrow.
Yeah, they side with
Democrats
terrorists
going
gang members.
Show solidarity with gang members.
Can't
Cuban trafficking.
I know these violent criminals are let out you know, with no cash bail and so forth in the big blue states, and yet they're worried. But they're going to go try to defend a gang member.
Yeah.
In prison. Anyway, next story, Steve.
Good news out of South Africa.
Are y'all hearing this, Ed?
Good news. I heard it.
Steve is bringing the good news.
I'm bringing the good news. A week ago, an American pastor missionary, his name is Josh Sullivan. He was a missionary out of Tennessee. He was preaching at a Fellowship Baptist Church in Motherwell, Eastern Cape, South Africa. Armed men came and kidnapped him and abducted him and took him away. And the police in South Africa, everybody was looking for him. Well, they found him. And let me read this. This is interesting. They found him at a safe house. So the SWAT team, whatever they call them in South Africa, goes out to the safe house. They find the criminals and Mr. Sullivan in a car. The criminals start shooting at SWAT. SWAT returns fire. A high-intensity shootout took place, and three unidentified suspects were killed. Sullivan was found inside the same car that the suspects were in, but was miraculously unharmed. He's currently in excellent condition.
Wow. And I guess on his way home?
Yeah.
At some point? I'm going to go on a limb here and guess what happened in this case. All right? These criminals heard there was an American preacher preaching at this church. They thought he was a televangelist, but found out he was just a poor Baptist preacher, and they couldn't get any money from him or from his family. I'm half kidding.
Well, they didn't give him
back. They thought he was a televangelist and could come up with a bunch of money. Because why kidnap a preacher?
Kidnapping is almost always, if it's not for a political, like a hit job, it's almost always for ransom.
Yeah.
And so I don't know if a ransom note was delivered, but they did not give him back. The South African police had to go get him and a firefight shoot it out with the kidnappers to get this guy back. But I think it's cool.
Praise the Lord for this guy,
miraculous,
his brother.
In the car, bullets going all around, the three men around him killed. Looks like I'm good.
Well, that is good news, and it does sound like God's divine protection. Mm-hmm. And this brother is going to
Who died, come though? Home.
The three kidnappers.
Oh, wow.
We're still holding them.
Gotcha. You're listening to the radio program Today's Issues on the American Family Radio Network. Thank you for listening to AFR. Download the American Family Radio app, and then you can listen to this show and all of our shows here on AFR anywhere you travel to, anywhere you go, whether it's across the country or to the living room. You can listen to American Family Radio on your app. And thousands of people now are listening to AFR using the app that you can put on your smartphone or your iPad or similar device. Tim, Ed, and Wesley, and Steve Paisley-Jordahl with us. We got about 6.5 minutes left on the show today, Steve.
All right. We already talked about how Democrats are endearing themselves to the American people. Well, so are global warming advocates. A new study out published in the Pacific Conservation Biology. Pacific Conservation Biology Journal.
Okay. Mine hasn't come. Did yours come in?
Yeah, mine is.
I got mine.
Mine's late again.
I peer-reviewed this. So, and what they're finding
peer-reviewed it?
Yes. What they're finding is, dogs, pet dogs, are very bad for the environment. They have extensive and multifarious environmental impacts, disturbing wildlife, polluting waterways, and contributing to carbon emissions, according to the research. They're coming after Fido.
Well, listen, Wesley's hackles are up again. Mm. He's fighting Matt again. You're just stirring him up. This is how to lose the debate on climate change.
Yeah.
Okay, it was bad enough to say, hey, we got to do something with cows because of methane emissions. Most people are going, whatever.
Huh? How do they do that? Or is that all you're going to say about that?
Let's move along. Okay. But if you're going to say dogs pose a threat to the environment,
yeah,
you're going to get all kinds of people saying, well, too bad for the environment.
That's right. This is my favorite sentence in the whole article. I love this. While the environmental impact of cats is well known, the comparative effects of pet dogs has been poorly acknowledged. I know. I talk about the environmental impact of cats all the time, and it is well known.
This has got to be a government-funded study,
doesn't it?
It's got to be wasted money in the federal government.
Oh, it's coming, Dad. Doge is coming on this
one. Yeah, Elon Musk needs to know about this nuttiness. Good night.
Can you imagine being told you got to surrender, champ?
No. Like Wesley said, them's fighting words.
Yes. Yeah.
An Australian review of existing studies has argued that the environmental impact of owned dogs is far greater, more insidious, and more concerning than is generally recognized.
Nothing's more insidious than cats.
I tell you what we need to do. Who are these people, Steve?
They're scientists out of a university, I believe, in Australia.
Okay. Do they know where El Salvador is?
I think they do.
Because we're about to round them up and send them down there.
Hey.
Shave their heads, put tattoos on them, and wish them good luck.
There you go.
You ever think about getting some of these kind of whack jobs on the phone and doing a story with them? And just let them talk and talk and talk. And then we just make fun of them.
Oh, we don't do satirical stuff on our. Oh, wait, they would be. You're talking about for real.
Yeah, just because you know they're going to say something stupid.
Oh, yeah.
You know they're going to say dogs should not. We should shut down Petco and all these pet places where they give dogs out because they're bad for the environment. And then we publicize that.
A lot of environmentalists are either single or married with no kids, older in life with all kind of pets.
Yeah.
So, like, they're not going to be the ones that's going to.
That's just a bunch of garbage.
The authors do recognize, they say, to a certain extent, we give a free pass to dogs because they're so important to us, not just as working dogs, but also as companions. They provide huge benefits to their owners in mental and physical health. He also noted dogs played a vital role in conservation work, as in wildlife detection.
Well, then why are you bringing this up?
Where's the butt here? We're like,
you're going to offset it with they do so much good.
They have a huge environmental carbon paw print.
I'm telling you. Paw print. I like that. Kind of like what Wesley was implying, at least. I'll go right out and say it. I think cat ladies are behind this.
Yeah.
Do you really?
They have their
cat lady littered all over it.
Well,
am I right?
'Cause cat ladies are notoriously liberal. That's probably an overgeneralization, but I'm sticking with it.
Yeah.
And they want to get revenge on dogs.
Yeah. I saw a meme underneath the story in one of the responses. It was a picture of a cat typing on a computer, and it said the author of this story.
Yeah, that's
my word. Okay.
But hold on. Did I miss something? That they provide a solution? What was their solution?
We're just letting you know the dangers. Guilty.
I don't listen. I don't care how serious or unserious someone is. If they don't provide a solution to the problem, I don't listen to them.
Well, they're wanting people to act.
Not have pets.
To not have pets voluntarily. They're not going to say we're gonna grab up all the pets you do have, all the dogs you do have. They just want people to kind of, you know, when they want you to self-censor, they want you to just say, no, dear, we're not going to get a dog. They're bad for the environment.
Yeah.
You can have a turtle.
That's not going to work.
Can have a turtle. All right. Thank you, Steve.
My pleasure.
Thank you, Ed.
Yeah, huh?
I don't know if we really.
Thank you, Wesley.
You're welcome.
Appreciate Fred and Brent, our producer.
Abe.
Abe Hamilton III. We'll see you tomorrow, everybody. Have a great day. Bye.